Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug and the only LAFC podcast that refuses to pass to a wide open Carlos Vela. I'm Travis Helwig.
And I'm Darren Miller. Welcome to our preview of LAFC's MLS match versus the Portland Timbers on Saturday, September 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Providence Park in Portland. You can watch it on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV+, and we'll be live streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. Subscribe now
and you can be notified when we go live. I'm like, that line, I'm like, put that on merch. Are people getting live subscriptions from us? Subscribe now to get notified when we go live.
I don't know if it even works that way, technically. At this point, you can probably tell I'm just trying to fly through this thing. So
subscribe now and you get notified when we go live.
Subscribe now. Anyway, here, one person, one subscriber, two subscribers.
This is the perfect transition into what you're about to say next.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this shit show and you want to help us keep making it, become a friend of the foot by clicking the Patreon link in the show notes or pick up some Half-Fo merch by going to happyfootsadfootpod.com.
Later in the show, we'll have an LAFC-themed guided meditation to restore our broken spirits. And as always, we're going to talk about the storylines for the match this week and make some bets. But first, we think it's a waste of time, but we get death threats when we go right into things. So it's time for listener-mandated banter. Darren, how have you been since Sunday? How's it going?
I have been great. No, I'm still fucking pissed off. I honestly, like, I am still angry. I'm glad that we're doing the meditation. I really need it.
I had to come up to the mountains. Look, I'm in a cabin.
Yes, you've gone to nature to go to for nature. The occasion. This is great.
It is like, it just kind of like, I wore a LAFC shirt to the gym today. And I was like, I hope no one talks to me about it. I hope not. There's a very nice trainer named Chris who listens to the show that works out there. And we talk about the team sometimes. And we didn't say anything today. And I'm like, I think we're both on the same page. No one wants to think about it right now.
Yeah.
Chris, shout out to Chris.
Yeah, what's up, Chris? This kind of ended up being a little cathartic. I killed maybe the biggest cockroach I've ever seen. It was the first thing I did at work. As soon as I got
Lionel
to work,
Messi sized.
No, that would be a small cockroach.
I like that now. Like somebody said this on the post game show, but it's like I got to see the best player who ever lived and felt no joy, and now I'm like I fucking hate Messi. Sorry, keep telling your story about your cockroach.
No, I agree. It was weird because I eventually killed it and was like, yeah. But it started out the way that it was maybe the biggest cockroach I've ever seen. And the way that I found him was I was sitting at my desk chair and it just ended up on my stomach. And I was like, whoa. That was like the only
I just came so close to doing a spit take.
That was the first time I've ever like freaked out from a bug. I was just like,
oh, I freak out from bugs all the time.
Really?
I can.
They don't
I can,
really bother me. Once he was like down on the ground, I was like, well, now is it? Should I kill him? Well, yeah, of course I should kill him. And I found a way to kill him. At first, I had. They're crazy. Like he was so big, and I was like, this. What is it? I like slammed the bottom of a trash can down on the ground.
Just fucking like, not step hard, on
but
it.
Like I smushed him with it.
Oh!
Because he was so big, I was like, if I step on him, it's just gonna be shit going everywhere. Yeah, I was like, this is a juicy guy. It's like goo. Everyone's gonna love hearing this.
This is the LAFC podcast they read about on Reddit.
Thanks good all any listeners from Reddit.
Finally, a good LAFC podcast where they talk about squishing bugs for 6 minutes up top.
But I put the trash can down and obviously got him. It's a big target. And he just crawled right out. He was like, there's this tiny little open, like it's kind of curved at the bottom. He's like, that's not shit.
He survived Oppenheimer, you know? He can make it through. Yeah. I'm scared of bees. I've always been scared of bees. Like I have a phobia of bees.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I can't fuck with insects. And like I can handle, I'm getting better at it as I get older. I'm in my mid to late 30s now and I'm getting better at it.
Hey man, life is long.
It's still the type of thing where like I can kill bugs, but if I'm forced to pick one up, I like have fucking shivers down my, it's just like a true phobia. I can't fuck with it.
That's crazy. Yeah. It is like Keaton, my son, for those who don't know him personally.
Most of the listeners of the show are good friends with your 6-year-old son.
Yeah. Hope not. He has had like by happenstance, he's had a lot of like wasp stings.
And it's because he went to school in the woods, Darren.
That's part of it. That's definitely part of it.
He didn't go to school in a school. He climbed
actually,
a
most
tree.
Of them happened at our old house where we had a bunch of wasp nests because they were like attracted to there was a lemon tree in the backyard and they were like really into it for some reason. Anyway, when you get a sting, it like it's every time he's gotten another one, it gets worse than the last time.
That doesn't seem right.
That's like how it works. Like it gets more swollen than the last time. It's crazy.
That doesn't seem right. A doctor told you that?
Well, Allie told me that that's how it works based on
what's her
receiving
degree
that information somewhere. What's psychology?
Start the fucking show.
All right. Well, there's 8 games left in the regular season, and as a casual fan, I want to know what's going on with the team, but I don't want to waste my entire life digesting 100 Instagram posts, 100 TikToks, 100 videos, 55 Reddit posts, 55 articles, 55 box scores, 55 podcasts, 55 highlight shows, and 155 half-baked takes on Twitter just to feel like I understand what's really going on.
Do you think that many people care about MLS?
That's the entirety of anyone who's ever heard of soccer anymore.
We all make content. Sorry, keep going.
It's just the 55 podcast. I want to be a fan of a soccer team, not drive myself insane. Plus, I have a lot of other things going on in my life. I'm a very well-rounded adult with other commitments, concerns, and interests. I'm actually very cool and interesting, and sometimes wear clothes that aren't LAFC merch. Luckily, my friend Travis, the human LAFC crazy wall, isn't and doesn't. He left normal personhood and society a long time ago to fully embrace his insanity, and every week he catches me up on the most important storylines beneath the surface of every match so we can all enjoy it so much more in a segment we call Storylines.
Darren, it's here. The match we've all been waiting for. Oh, excuse me. I have the Miami storylines up.
Yeah, that's the last week, I think. That sounds
okay,
right.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. Here's the Portland one. First off, who gives a shit? No. The truth is we are, as we already said, pretty emotionally scarred from the game last week. And I don't know about you, Darren, but turning around and trying to make a fun show about LAFC right now is pretty rough. I still trust our team. I still trust Dolo, unlike a lot of you weirdos. But I'm not going to pretend I'm excited about feeling that match day anxiety again on Saturday. How are you feeling about Saturday, Darren?
Exhausted. Just sad.
Yeah,
Well, I don't know. It might be a nice little palate cleanser. I think if they lose, that'd be really bad. I'm only thinking about it now for the first time. It would be really nice for them to just like fly right through them and just like, yeah, we won this game, no problem. But if they lose this game, boy, oh boy.
Well, Darren, all that being said, I regret to inform you that the first storyline of the week is this. This game is a must-win game.
Now,
if we lose, it's not the end of the world. But Portland is by far the easiest game we have in weeks. We are about to embark on a brutal September. After Portland on Saturday, we get a week off. Then we face a surging LA Galaxy squad at BMO. Then 3 days later, we have a must-win six-pointer against Western Conference leaders St. Louis City in St. Louis. Then 3 days later from that, we have a rematch of the MLS Cup Finals with Philadelphia in Philadelphia. Then just 4 days after that, we play Tigres at home for the Campeones Cup. That's our September.
Skip that one.
Up.
Come on, can we skip that one?
We don't have a trophy, Darren. We aren't going to win any other trophies this year. We better fucking win
that. Count as a trophy? It's one game.
We get a trophy. That's our September, Darren. And after that, in October, there are only four regular season games remaining in the season, including a game at altitude against Chicho in Salt Lake City, and a game against Austin in Texas, a state we haven't won in since COVID was just a twinkle in some pangolin's eye. I was going to say a twinkle in some Wuhan scientist's eye, but I don't want to get into the lab.
Controversial. It's just a theory still.
I get shot dead by the U.S. government. We are for sure going to drop points in some of those September games. It's inevitable. And Portland, even away on turf, should be our easiest matchup of all of them. We know what the goal is for the rest of this season. Do everything we can to scratch and claw to the top of the West and earn playoff home field advantage and that Champions Cup berth. But time is running out. Currently, St. Louis City has 47 points. Seattle has 41, and we are in third place with 40. Now, we have a game in hand on St. Louis, and we have two games in hand on Seattle. But it's going to be a really tough series of games, and especially after dropping 3 points to Charlotte and unexpectedly losing at home to last place Inter Miami, this game against Portland is one we really need. But it's not going to be easy, Darren. Which brings us to our second storyline of the match, which is this. Five players on our squad are away on international duty. As you know, we are one of the only leagues in the world who plays league matches while players are gone on international breaks. Why? No reason, except MLS is controlled by brain-dead venture capitalists with the hope of selling health insurance to rich people and Herbalife to poor people. There is a chance that this won't be the case next year, but that remains to be seen. But for Saturday's match, we will be missing the following players: Danil Maldonado, Christian Torres, Kiki Oliveira, and Stipe Buk, who will be back in Croatia, I assume, staring at his Golden Boy trophy and weeping into his father's arms. Just kidding. We never doubted Stipe Buk. T-shirts available
now at
happyfootsadfootpod.com. Patreons get 15% off all sales. But on top of that, we're also missing a very important player on international duty, our leading scorer on the season, our former MVP candidate, a beautiful, chiseled man known as Denny Bouanga. As most of you know, Denny played maybe the worst game of his LAFC career against Messi on Sunday, missing a bunch of sitters and forgetting to pass to the most talented man on the team, Carlos Vela, who was wide open next to the goal. Carlos, our captain, then absolutely lost his shit on Denny in a way I've never seen Carlos lose his shit on anyone since Bob Bradley pulled him out of a game in like El Trafico or a playoff or whatever. We know Denny hasn't been the most efficient player over the course of the season. He likes taking the shot himself. He likes forgetting to pass to other people on the team. But that unintelligent play from Bouanga set the tone for the entire game against Miami. And you could argue potentially caused all the bad vibes and goal line whiffs that happened after. Darren, I know we're not normally this negative on this show. How are you feeling about our best player, Denny Bawanga, right now?
We're in a fight. I still love him unconditionally.
Yeah.
But we're in a fight.
I think it's that part of a fight that you have with a partner where you both don't want to be mad anymore, but you're still feeling it. And so you got to
wait. Yeah, just on principle, it's like, that was egregious enough that like I have to still be mad at you.
Yeah.
And I'm just
Bawanga's like, can I get a hug? And you're like, not just give me some more time.
Yeah, not
I need
yet.
A little bit more time. I recognize that this isn't going to last forever, but give me a sec. It might be good that he's going to be gone.
I do want to give you a hug now that you make me think about it, but I will not be doing it right now.
Out of principle. I think it could be good that he's leaving for a little bit. Let it cool off.
Yeah, we just need some time apart.
Let him get his head straight. Let him fly. I don't know where he's playing, in Africa somewhere. I know he plays for Gabon, but I forget who he's playing against.
Or where it is. We don't know.
Darren,
but also, he's like still our top goal scorer.
I still love him, and I would kiss him if I had the chance.
That we're in a fight, but he still like has obligations. Like he still owes us.
He still provides for our family.
Yeah.
And that brings us – that melancholy feeling brings us to the third storyline of the game, which is this. How is the team doing mentally after our loss to Miami? Despite what Vince may tell you on the post game, we have struggled in a lot of big moments this year, and much of that feels more mental than anything else. We broke down against Monterrey in League's Cup, against Leon in the Champions League final, and against the Galaxy at the Rose Bowl, which I now believe is a portal to hell. Darren, I'm going to leave the third storyline all up to you. How do you think the team is doing mentally after Sunday? Do you think it affected them as much as it did the fans?
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's one thing that makes me feel like it's not all bad. And I think there was a quote from Chiellini that said something like, that was the best team. That was the best competition we've faced so far. They're definitely making it to the playoffs. And it made me think, like, at least Chiellini, and perhaps because he said this, other players too, they just saw it as like a very hard fought game and a great team, and they lost. And that happens. And they saw it as a really good team that is hard to beat. And then they'll want to win the next game. Like, all the fanfare and the drama and the craziness, I think, does have a way of affecting the game. But I don't know if it has a way of affecting after the game as much. Yeah. I guess that's the most hopeful way to think about it.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I also feel like if you think back to that game, that first half, We played really fucking hard. Anyone saying that we like didn't try hard or didn't go for it is a liar. Even like the 70 minutes of the Monterrey game until we lost our heads. Like, we worked really fucking hard. Our finishes just weren't there against Miami. And I know that that's not good enough and we want to win. But it is hard. It's hard to look past the fact that we got beat while playing the best player who's ever played the game.
Yeah.
And like, it is like, I do think players might have a better perspective. A lot of them posted photos of them with Messi, and fans were upset about that. I don't know, man. If I was a basketball player and I got to play against LeBron James once in my life, I'd be real fucking excited about playing LeBron James, especially if I played in like the Greek League and LeBron James came to the Greek League to play for a little bit.
Oh my God.
I'd be really excited.
That's what, after the games, that's what sportsmanship is. Like, you're not against each other anymore. Like, it's fine.
I get that, like, fans felt it more than they felt it. And maybe that's disappointing to some fans. But it is a job, and they're the ones doing it. And all we do is we have the emotion, and we have the catharsis, and we watch. So we either feel good or bad, but we have no control over it. And I think sometimes fans forget that, like, it's easier to feel less bad about it when you have control over the situation than like, we're going to feel shitty because we're watching it and we could do nothing but feel weird. And we really wanted that win, but I know they did too. I feel this, even just saying this out loud made me feel a little bit better. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the state of the team heading into the final eight games of the regular season. Now, we already did a deeper dive on Portland back in our third episode. We went on to beat Portland 3-2 in our first game of the season after the Rose Bowl game got postponed. We had goals by Chiellini, Vela, and our old friend Mahala Opoku. Portland is currently third to last in the West. But I want to quickly give our final storyline of the match, which is this. Is Portland actually better than we think? Just a few weeks back, Portland fired their longtime beloved manager, Gio Savarese, after losing 5-0 in Houston, which I feel is something that happens to us once a year. We lose 5-0 to some Texas team. Since firing their coach, Portland has gone 1-1-1, including beating a very good Real Salt Lake team and coming back from two goals down against their rival Seattle at Lumen Field in Seattle, which is a very, very tough place to play. They are led in goals by Brazilian Evander, who we talked a lot about in the last Portland preview. And then the next in goal is a player from the Ivory Coast named Frank Boley. And as I was writing that, I realized, what do you call people from the Ivory Coast? Like, Coastian? Ivory Coastians? An Ivory Coastian player.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ivorian? An Ivorian?
Ooh. All of these options sound very cool.
Yeah. I always like picking, when I'm doing like a World Cup pool, I always pick Ivory Coast to go far. I feel like they always are secretly very good.
Ivory is like you could just say ivory.
An ivory? That sounds weird because it's a color. And whenever you're talking about people and colors, things get weird.
Oh, an ivory. Oh, yeah, that is weird.
I just keep moving on. Portland looked much stronger in their last two games under interim coach Miles Joseph. And Providence Park is a pretty hard place to play for a few reasons. There's always a loud crowd. There's turf. And there's an insane Proud Boy-looking guy holding a chainsaw. I think him and Alexi Lalas have a signal thread to discuss cancel culture. This is a game we have to win. And unlike Charlotte, we can't spend our time looking past it towards El Tráfico next week. I'm tentatively optimistic we'll be okay, but I'm also tentatively pessimistic we won't be. And honestly, I'm tentatively going to drink poison. That's probably the easiest outcome. When we come back, we're going to do a little self-care.
And we're back. Last week, Messi was in town, and we crumbled. It wasn't the first time we've crumbled under pressure this season, and while we've risen to the occasion many times as well, this was a tough beating and a handful of beatings. At the home stretch of the season, before a playoffs with nothing but big matches, we can't just turn our frowns upside down and be ready to go. We need a full mental reset. As fans, I mean. The players are professionals. They have the best fitness guru, pseudoscience, and pharmaceuticals money can buy. On our post-game call-in show last week, friend of the foot, LAX Andy, called in and said something that stuck with us. While he was waiting for the live stream to start egregiously late, thanks to the demons on Inter-Miami's technical staff, LAX Andy meditated. That was a good idea, so we're stealing it. We got a real-life meditation expert slash Silver Lake witch to guide us in an LAFC-specific meditation that we know you'll need to cleanse your soul and rebuild your spirit. So sit back, relax, and join us now. Spooky witch holding many crystals, please take it away.
Hello, and welcome to your 5-minute calm down meditation.
Take us away, witch.
Take a deep breath in and settle into your space.
Wide open space. Like the wide open space Carlos Vela was in when no one passed him the ball.
Allow the seat below you to support your body. And relax your shoulders down your back.
Unlike Aaron Long when he turned over the ball to the greatest player of all time.
Take a deep breath in through your nose.
Boanga knows he should have passed to Vela and he's leaving the country for a break now.
And slowly exhale out of your nose.
Messi is gone, a wisp on the wind. He can no longer hurt you or your spirit. Now he's just a small little gremlin hurting other teams out east.
Allow the tongue to fall away from the roof of your mouth.
I'm thinking about Stipe Buke, and I will let that thought pass.
And the belly to relax.
Chiellini, Chiellini, Chiellini. Just let the sound wash over you as you breathe. Chiellini, Chiellini, Chiellini.
Take a deep breath in.
I am now thinking about Aaron Long, and I am noticing that thought, and I am returning to my mantra. Chiellini, Chiellini, Chiellini.
And on the exhale, the shoulders fall away from the ears a little bit more.
Gonzalez got his reps in. Now he's ready to finish chances.
As the mind begins to quiet,
visualize the ball rolling through green, green grass, passed delicately to Mateusz Bogusz. And Bogusz, tap, 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 creating chances in the midfield.
Allow yourself to become more aware of your body in space.
Repeat as you breathe. Pierogi season, pierogi season, pierogi season.
Maybe becoming aware of the air on your skin, maybe the clothes on your skin.
Stretch the muscles in your jaw, your mouth, and your tongue. Restore them to their youthful spirit by saying, Dueñas ordaz Chrysostomo.
Dueñas ordaz Chrysostomo. 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 Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Travis, this is turning into a prayer. Let's reset.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. The body of Christ.
No, Travis. Travis.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Travis.
The blood of Christ. May we drink.
And we're going back to meditation. back to meditation.
Take a deep breath in.
As you breathe in, visualize yourself in the eyes of a falcon, Ali the falcon, soaring high and wide, never to be attacked by another falcon at the Rose Bowl, soaring higher and higher, and maybe sometimes going a little too high before returning to your little puck for some reason you don't understand.
And on the exhale, audibly sigh it out.
Ah. The falcon puck, falcon puck.
We're going to begin to extend our inhales and our exhales, letting our breath just nourish and clear our minds.
Palacios, Palacios.
Diego Palacios.
Palacios.
On the next inhale breath, we'll slowly count to four.
Of course, one more than Miami scored on us in our home stadium, causing us all to feel physical and emotional pain.
Inhale, two, three, four. Hold at the top. Slow exhale for two, three, four.
Chirundolo, Chirundolo, Chirundolo.
Chirundolo, Stephen Chirundolo.
Chundo.
And again, inhale, two, three, four. Hold at the top.
Vela is threading the needle with a beautiful pass.
And exhale, two, three, four. Continue this nice, slow breath on your own and see if you can fill your belly with air.
And let your heart fill with confidence as strong as a guy from Philadelphia asking Leo Messi for his jersey after the game. A truly insane amount of confidence for a backup goalie in Major League Soccer. Fill that heart with that Philadelphian dumb confidence.
With each new inhale, expanding your rib cage to fill up in between each individual rib, and each exhale, contracting the belly button towards the spine to empty all the stale air out.
Ilya Sanchez is quietly setting the tone like a ninja in the shadows that no one notices, but we notice him now, and we praise him.
If the mind begins to wander, that's okay. We'll just reset our focus to that inhale, 2, 3, 4.
Feel the sun shine like the shine of the gel on Maldonado's hair.
And exhale, 2, 3, 4.
Fufu Krastev. Fufu Krastev.
Little bunny Fufu hopping through the pitch, kicking all the balls into the net.
Relax the hands.
Jeff Tuck, never again, calling into the show.
And let there be a little softness between the eyebrows. You may continue this 4-count breathing on your own.
Pierogi, 2, 3, 4. Season, 2, 3, 4.
Or if you're ready to conclude this mindfulness practice, you can slowly begin to allow the breath to come back to its natural state, continuing to be mindful of the inhale and the exhale.
Dolo, 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 dolo.
Thank you for allowing me to guide you through this 5-minute calm down meditation. I hope it helped. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Goodbye. Also, fuck Messi and the entire city of Miami.
Wow, that last part really worked for me. Thank you to the witch. I think we're centered now. When we come back, let's make some bets.
Now it's time for a special relaxed version.
I do. Speaking that way makes you feel calm.
Ooh, now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
I forgot to get the button ready. Say it again.
Ooh, now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
Bet It and Forget It.
Every week, Travis and I end the show with a bet for this week's game. We make an outlandish prediction for that week, something that almost definitely will not happen, but could. Each week, we both put up $5 if no one hits. Excuse me. Each week, we both put up $5. If no one hits, the money rolls over to the next week. Eventually, by the time someone's weird prediction comes true, they might win a good chunk of change. Neither of our very specific and optimistic bets cashed last week. So our bet pool for this week is now a cool $50. Travis, what should we go over last week? I think we should forget last week ever happened.
No,
personally.
After the meditation, we've lost it. We never have to think about it again.
We're in a better place now.
I have a bet, and I'm very confident about it.
Oh.
Here's the bet, Darren. It's simple. Portland's going to score a goal, and the man who chops the tree is going to have a mishap with the chainsaw. No one's going to die, because I don't think there's a real chain on that thing. Although there has to be if they're chopping
the tree. He actually slices it up.
So, okay. No one's going to die, but someone's going to be
the lumberjack.
Hurt by the Portland lumberjack. One of those scarves might get caught in the chainsaw. Something weird is going to happen where someone gets hurt or gets close to being hurt in a chainsaw mishap at Providence Park. I'm very confident. Put it on the board. It's going to happen.
Mind you, he's confident. He's not hoping for it. It will be devastating.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Okay, what's my bet for this week? Chiellini will have a goal, and Carlos Vela will have 2.
Okay. I almost said
Carlos Vela hat trick as mine, but I felt like I haven't done anything funny in a while. You
I
know?
Was close to that. Listen, I always feel like I haven't done anything funny in a while, so what's the difference?
You were very funny in the meditation, Darren.
Oh, thanks, Travis.
And I hope your soul is rejuvenated.
It really is.
Well,
what, still thinking about the cockroach.
How much more outlandish is mine than yours?
Yeah. Well, let's, yeah.
I think it's fair. Like, as long as those are the exact number of goals they score, I think that's fair. Vela can't score more than two, you know?
Yeah.
And Chiellini can't score more than one. I think that's fair. As long as we make it a strict number.
I think maybe it should be a hat trick. Maybe Chiellini one, Vela three.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Would feel a little more comfortable to me.
And then let's say it can be over that if it has to be. Does that feel good?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay. I like it. And my bet is that someone gets horrifically injured with the chainsaw.
Slightly injured
in a little bit. That's our show, Darren. Take us out of here.
Just a reminder, we'll be streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle of the match on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot.
Subscribe now and you can be notified when you go live.
Subscribe now. There's a link in the show notes to subscribe. If you talk to us in the chat, we'll post a link to join us live on the air. You can join us no matter who you are. If you've been hounding us and trolling us in our YouTube comments, you can join the show. You can be the analysis you wish we were.
Also, please remember to rate and review the podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Music. It goes a long way.
Don't forget about that. That's due tomorrow.
It goes a long way to getting people to find the show. And subscribe and thumbs up the YouTube videos. That also helps a bunch. Our theme music is done by the insane team of James Valentine, Nate Walcott, and Louis Palmer. Thank you to the witch from Silver Lake for helping us with the meditation. Along with YouTube, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and maybe Facebook or Threads. We're not sure. And if you made it this far into the episode, chances are you're enjoying the show. And if that's true, you want to show your support to us and to Vince, please consider becoming a friend of the foot for $5 a month at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot, where you can also get a bunch of great perks, chat with us all the time, and get 15% off all Hafo and Sappho inspired merch by going to happyfootsadfootpod.com. Any support really goes a long way, keeping this show going and the community growing. And that's all. That's all, folks. Is that what Bugs Bunny said?
No, that's Porky Pig, isn't it?
Porky Pig.
I just realized you went to the woods, which was great for the meditation and also for Portland. It's like your Portland.
I know. I'm telling you I'm in the woods, but I'm actually in Portland because I'm sabotaging the chainsaw to hurt the project.
That's how we do away days at Havo Savo. Just
we commit
plotting. Slotting crimes.
With a deadly weapon. Thanks again, and we'll see you at the post game, baby. I love you.
See you later. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you in Portland, Fred Armisen. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Love you, Fred Armisen. Bye.
The dream of the 90s is alive in the MLS.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all
Aerosol body care, and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.